couple of newspaper stories now. The first concerns possible scandal at our partner, the New York Times. The man who today starts as the CEO of the Times Company is Mark Thompson, whose previous job was director general of the BBC. Thompson ran the BBC during a time that has now erupted in scandal over the BBC's failure to investigate child abuse allegations concerning a former BBC star. This weekend saw the resignation of the man who took over from Mark Thompson as director general. Does this period at the BBC cloud the reputation for the man just starting out at the helm of the New York Times? We're joined by Joe Nocera, columnist for our partner, the New York Times. Joe, what do you think?
Well, certainly Mark Thompson didn't have anything to do with the story that led to the resignation of the current director general of the BBC, which is really shocking in its lack of journalistic standards. They accused a member of parliament of being a pedophile without actually asking him or even showing a picture of him to the subject of this abuse, and it turned out to be a stunning case of mistaken identity, and you just have to wonder what's going on over there. In the case of Mark Thompson, you know, he's basically said that he did not know about the pedophilia by Jimmy Savile, who's that longtime BBC personality, and that he did not know that a story was in the works on him after he had died and that had been killed. You know, the problem is this is going to be thoroughly investigated by Parliament, and there's a couple of parliamentarians who really seem like they want to get Mark Thompson in their crosshairs. So if he is not telling the truth, it will come out, and it will hurt the New York Times for having invested so much in him.
And is there a due diligence question here for the Times in that they may have gone over some of these matters in advance of Mark Thompson taking over?
You know, none of this really came out until after he had signed on. So, you know, it's hard to know what the due diligence would have consisted of. What is certainly true now is that our company is taking his word for it without doing any more investigating that what he says is true.
You know, I've got to say, it seems like you're really in a tough position here. I mean, I really appreciate your candor. How does it feel over there?
Well, I mean, it feels fine. I mean, you know, we're the New York Times, and we believe in the transparency of journalism and that the truth will out and so on and so forth. And, you know, we sent our top investigative editor to London to look into this. And he wrote some good stories, but, you know, he didn't come back with a smoking gun either. I mean, I think people are trepidatious in the sense that, you know, they really want a CEO who can move the ball forward, who can help us figure out our business model issues, and who can help, you know, make this transition from paper to digital. And, you know, the question of, is this the guy, I think looms large in everybody's mind.
Finally, what's the sort of church and state issue regarding the CEO of the Times Company versus, say, the editor of the paper?
The line is profound. One of the differences between us and the BBC is that the director general of the BBC, i.e. the head of the business side, is also the editor-in-chief of the BBC. And that's one of the reasons all these questions are being raised, because the person in that job ostensibly oversees the journalism as well as the business. The New York Times doesn't run that way at all. You know, I've written stories, I've written columns about companies that are advertising, and nobody's even batted an eyelash. And that's just the way the Times is.
Joe Nocera, op-ed columnist for our partner, the New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
Joe's also a regular contributor to WNYC. Reporter Rachel DeSalle and science writer John Mangles of the Cleveland Plain Dealer. We have repeatedly asked Advance Publications, the Plain Dealer's parent company, for a statement on the fate of the paper, and they have so far not commented.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.